Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Welcome to the New Testament today. We've been in Deuteronomy a really long time, and you have endured through that whole book, and not only endured, but learned a lot. There was so much there, so much wisdom, so much information about the covenant, such good foundation for how we read the rest of the Bible. So thanks for being a part of that. As I mentioned yesterday, we are jumping forward into the New Testament, and we're going to be reading through the book of 1 Corinthians. Today, I'm going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 16, and this is what it says in the World English Bible. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the assembly of God which is at Corinth, those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints, with all who call on the name of the Lord our Jesus Christ in every place, both theirs and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you until the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beg you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfected together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been reported to me concerning you, my brothers, by those who are from Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I mean this, that each one of you says, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Cephas, and I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized into the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one should say that I had baptized you into my own name. I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides them, I don't know whether I baptized any other. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, there's divisions, and we see it already in the beginning, and it's kind of heartening, Lord, because I know that 2,000 years later, we're still having these kind of problems in the church. And this was the early church, so you would think everything would be pure and awesome. But human nature being as it is, there were divisions, and people were being boastful about the way in which they followed you. Some were saying, well, I follow him this way, or I follow you that way. And we're still seeing that today. We see that in denominations. We see that in our own spiritual pride. And we see brokenness among relationships in churches. And I know that there are some people listening to this prayer today who have been so harmed by spiritual abuse and by their churches that they get triggered walking into a church building. And I understand that. And I just pray for them that you would bring Christ followers into their lives who are safe and kind and an avenue of healing them. Lord, when we are wounded in broken community, you often ask us to step into safe community because a relational wound needs a relational cure. And I am just thinking about having dinner with friends and how that was just a salve to a wound I didn't even know I had. So Lord, help us not to forsake our assembling together, whatever form that takes. It doesn't have to look the way we think it should look, but just gathering with other believers and encouraging one another. Lord, we thank you for all the language at the beginning of these verses about you and who you are, and that we can be blameless until your day comes. You are faithful, and you have called us into fellowship with your Son, Jesus Christ, and he is the one that will not disappoint. He is the one that goes before, behind, and beside. He is the one that is interceding at the right hand of the throne of the Father right now for us, and therefore he is for us, not against us, and we learn in Romans that if Christ be for us, then who can be against us? Nothing can separate us from your love. So help us to rest in that, even in our broken state, even in those places where we're experiencing relational heartache. Lord, we cast our burdens upon you because you care for us. Lord, make a new story of our lives. We don't want to walk in this story. We want to walk in a new victory story. We pray this in Jesus' name. amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Speaking of story, today's podcast is brought to you by Leslie Leland Fields, and she wants to lead you in writing your remarkable story. She is the award-winning author of 12 books, and she's an international speaker and teacher. She's amazing. She's offering a special summer sale. We're almost over the summer, but she's offering the special sale on her Your Story Matters online course. It has 35 self-paced instructional videos, weekly live online classes, and an online community of life story writers. It is a super affordable price. You just pay one time for a lifetime of access, so you can continue to access this. She writes, write your story, encounter God, heal from the past, inspire others. You can go and learn more about her, her ministry, and her books at Leslie Leland. It's L-E-Y-L-A-N-D fields.com. And if you want to learn more about this course, you can go to LeslieLelandFields.com/WYSM, which stands for Why Your Story Matters. So thank you, Leslie, for sponsoring the podcast. And I pray all of us live a story worthy of the calling that we have.